Say that you love me, then let me slip away. Break through illusion and take a leap today. Here at the crossroads, we're suspended in our mind, waiting and hoping we will not be left behind.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us today. May all of us remember that we do not have to be left behind. While we are in this moment, we are going to explore the heart and the beautiful thing that occurs when we give. And this resonance of giving leads to receiving, and receiving leads to giving. It's a beautiful cycle that I like to stay in and remind us all to be in, that can lead to regeneration. So with that being said, we're going to dive into heart and some breathing first. And if you can, just close your eyes. And this is a beautiful practice you can do every day, any time of day, just to bring in mindful breathing, remembering the breath. You can play with the breath. You can fill the body up in different ways and exhale. In yogic traditions, there's many different types of breathing to clear the nadis, to clear the energy channels, to open up different states of awareness. And it can just be play. So without going into too many technical dialogues about breathing, let's just breathe together. Take a deep breath and just breathe into the heart, clearing the heart, and then exhale. Another deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in and out. Continue to breathe in and out, feeling your heart center and allowing the breath to bring awareness to any part of your body that might want cleared. In this instance, I felt my throat needing some air circulating through there. So bring the breath in and out. Sending the air to where you might be holding stress or anxiety or anything that is troubling you or anything you're ready to actualize. And another part of the heart is we can just bring in the breath and bring in gratitude. One more round of breathing, deep breath in and out. Now, as you gently continue to breathe in and out, we are going to connect with that song in its entirety by Elisabetta called Armies of Your Heart. I would like in this moment for you to take the breath and clear out anything that feels as if it has you captured in your heart center. Release it. There is that saying, if you love something, set it free. And I think that was by Sting. In this situation, just think about what has captured your attention and take the breath and allow it to release out and just release it so it's no longer taking space up in the heart center or in the mind's eye, and see what happens. We never know what can happen if we intentionally just release something and allow all things to be possible versus just one vision that we might have. Again, deep breath in and out.
Say that you love me, then let me slip away. Break through illusion and take a leap today.
Said, hopefully you were able to connect a little bit in your heart and release through the breath and enjoy the voice of Elisaveta. We are going to continue to explore the heart by thinking about addressing perspective. And this is another simple practice we can bring in with the breath is perspective is something that we need sometimes. And if you've ever taken a moment to draw perspective, you will realize that everyone, if you're with a group of people, will draw differently. They have a different perspective. They might be taller or shorter and see what they're drawing differently. And when they're drawing it in the third dimension, meaning they're giving it dimension and scale to so you can see it similar to how you would see a photograph, that it's going to look different. And that alone shows me in this moment that we see things differently and that we're always going to have to potentially take that into consideration. If not, then we are saying, world, you must look at the world the way I see it, and that's the only way. Now, this is a practice, and it's not an easy one, and it may appear to sometimes when you start to look at different perspectives through the heart lens is that you are going to change your worldview because you'll start to see things differently. If you look at the world with a critical eye, even relationships with a critical eye, and start looking at it from all directions, you might see things in a way that you hadn't seen them before, which will enable you to deepen the connection to the situation, deepen and discern what's going on. We're all here at the end of what is called Kali Yuga, the age of ignorance. And this is a time where we really need to sharpen our skills, to gain perspective, have compassion, have love for one another, and remember that this is that moment where we can invoke some healing for self and others. So as you continue to think about this, I just wanted to share that thought that you can practice perspective. You can practice looking at something from your point of view and then maybe ask the question, oh, what if I looked at it from this point of view? What would that mean? And what is occurring here? What is the story? So take that moment and think about something that you've been gnawing away in your mind's eye, and think about the story that's being told and the story that you're telling and what role you're wearing. We're going to listen to one other song by Elisaveta called The Storyteller. This is just to bring home that aspect of perspective and what's the story you're telling and how would you choose to relate to it as you allow that concept to roll over in your mind's eye. Just sit back, relax, enjoy a little bit more of Elisaveta, and we'll come back and connect deeper to giving.
You speak of unicorns and pirate ships and leprechauns and islands where statues touch the sky. I'm stuck upon your words, so picturesque, it almost hurts to think that I will ever pass us by. Cause it's your face like a light, your face shining bright. You look at me, suddenly I'm blinded. I hope you'll always find your way, but if you ever stray, the treasure that you see, I hope you
was Elisaveta with Storyteller, and hopefully during that song you were able to connect to perspective and the story that you are telling, and maybe looking at the stories around you a little bit differently than you might have normally been relating to them. If we think about the heart as we explore it today, we can also think about simple ways to give. And one of the easiest ways to give is just hand to hand. That way, one, you know where your generosity is going. You can do it face to face, hand to hand, and or anonymously. You still will know where it's going. And that makes everything really simple. It doesn't have to be a big organization or anything like that. You can just think about that for a moment and consider today how you would like to simply give. It might be picking up a piece of fruit and passing it out to someone. It might be picking a flower and giving it to a friend. Simple giving is a way to open up the heart and is a way to connect to self. And what this does is the act of giving, as mentioned in the beginning, of giving and receiving, when we continue that cycle of giving and then receiving, receiving and giving, works in both directions, and it's really important. It creates a reciprocal loop. And if there is not reciprocation in anything, it will eventually go through what's known as entropy, a heat death. And that's where we get stagnation in the heart. That's where we get grievances. That's where we carry this baggage and these stories from one situation to the next. And rather than do that, we can spend some time each day giving. It pulls us into a different frequency. It creates gratitude, and it creates this really fun ripple effect, because you impact someone so simply that it shifts their day and it will shift yours. Then this morning I was thinking of a friend of mine, and he loved to always say, carpe diem, seize the day, seize the moment. And that's what we all can do, is rather than wait for tomorrow or wait for the next, because to be perfectly honest, we don't know what the next is. So if we take time to just be in the moment and seize the day, go ahead and move forward with what you're inspired to do. Live from that place of the heart and see what is going to happen next. Before we sign out from this segment, we're going to connect to a company, an organization. They're not really a company. They're celebrating Living Tea. There's a beautiful brother named Wuda. He's off overseas in Taiwan and is a tea master there. He has a tea center where you can go and drink tea, meditate, and reflect. Everything there is offered at no cost. Simple donation upon your departure is all they ask. And if that's occupying your mind too much, they say, please don't leave your money. We'd rather you just give from the heart simply versus worrying too much about exactly how much it should be or should not be. The Global Tea Hut is an organization where you can connect to Living Tea from this region of the world and different parts of China, and they will send you tea out and a beautiful newsletter and a gift. And all of this tea is donated from farmers and vendors, and this donation and gift exchange, giving and receiving, works so beautifully, because the money that is donated actually provides the heat and other things that are occurring, expenses at the center, so they can offer, for those who come stay, no-cost arrangement. And then, in addition, it is giving you the opportunity to connect to the tea, which is living. It's an adaptogenic tea that isn't like the bag tea that you might have in your cup right now. It is prepared in such a way that it still communes with you. It hasn't been cooked or oxidized to a level where it can't relate to you in the same way. So if you're interested in exploring the tea leaf and exploring the wisdom and the sutras that come from the tea leaf, I would highly recommend connecting with globaltehut.org. It's listed right there. I'll put a couple other links that you can learn more about what they're doing and how to connect to the heart through the leaf and your hands and the warmth of a nice steamy bowl of tea. We're going to sign out with one other song with Elisaveta today. hopefully you will take a few moments to mindfully breathe, gain some perspective as you explore your heart, simply give hand to hand and seize the moment, live in the moment and see what happens when you do that. Let the mind empty, let the heart clear, and enjoy yourself. Until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, full heart, a belly full of laughter, and a namaste.
I believe in fairy tales and serendipitous encounters. Catch a tiger by the tail and make a wish drink from the fountain. Oh, 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 oh. I believe love will prevail. The path is clear for me to follow. Shooting stars will leave a trail for me to fill with joy and sorrow. Oh,